Thank you all.
Thank you.
Berg Engineering, agent for Midway Meadows Ranch LLC, is proposing final approval of White Acres Planned Unit Development. The proposal contains 6 building pads on 1.96 acres. The property is located at 500 Whitaker Farm Way and is in the RA1-43 zone. Michael.
All right, thank you. So this is an item that will be familiar to the Planning Commission. We looked at preliminary approval a couple of months ago, and there are a few changes that have been made to the plan since it went through City Council. So I'll go over those changes in just a second, but just as a reminder, properties in the RA143 zoning district is 1.96 acres, at least for this phase of the development. There are 6 pads. The annexation agreement allows a planned unit development and the Whitaker dwelling on the property. So one existing dwelling, there's 6 proposed pads. There's 5 future pads that could be included based off of the language of the annexation agreement. There's a public road that fronts the property, and it's a Whitaker Farm Way. And there aren't any sensitive lands that have been identified on the 1.96 acres. The pads in the planned unit development will connect to the MSD's sewer line and also to the city's culinary water line, and then Midway Irrigation Company will supply the outside irrigation service. There's an aerial photograph showing the Whitaker property, the 20 acres that they own just north of Memorial Hill. Here's a closer view. You can see Main Street to the south, and then River Road touches the western boundary of the property. And then a closer view, you can see the existing Whitaker residence and the small museum they've got in the bottom corner of the property and some outbuildings. And this area that's outlined is the area for the 1.96 acres where they're proposing to put the 6 planned unit development building pads. Again, this is Whitaker Farm Way, and that's a public road maintained by the city. Closer view of the property, you can see some ag buildings on the site. Those need to be removed as they advance through development of the units. And this shows existing conditions for the property. Really, when Whitaker Farms was developed, we went through at least a 2-year annexation process, from what I remember. And so we looked at a number of different designs. And one thing that was very clear that the council wanted to see happen with this property was trying to keep kind of an open fill along River Road. And so there are restrictions on front setbacks. And a matter of fact, as part of the planned unit development, all the units need to be located to the northeast of the existing home. It was as we talked about in the last meeting, there was definitely a couple of mistakes in the annexation agreement that said northwest. Meeting minutes, we've met with the HOA and talked about this issue, and really the intent of both the developer and the city council was to have those units to the northwest to keep this area open and also this area open. So you can see the open space within Whitaker Farms located in the center, and he is, as you go down River Road, to be able to see through the entire property back towards the Provo River. So that was the intent of when the annexation was going through the approval process, to keep that open corridor and keep everything off of River Road, to keep that as country and rural as possible with the fill. So the proposed plan, you can see we've got the 6 units in the 1.96 acres. One thing that the city council, and you know what, I did not update this slide. I think I did in the packet that you'll see, but they did stagger the setbacks for the units, and then also the minimum setback, I wanna say, ended up being 60 feet.
So is it 6 or is it 5?
It's an alternate between 40 and 50 feet.
40 and 50
so
feet.
So 60 is from the top back curve, 50 feet.
Yeah, usually for planned unit developments, we measure from the back of curve, which is different from standard subdivisions. So in the code, it always talks about the front setback for a PUD in the back of curve. So that's one reason there's a little bit of confusion there. But we stagger 40 to 50 feet on these units now, so they're pushed back further.
And Michael, just to add a little more detail, the 2 that are 40 are the ones that are right with the intersection. The north units and the southern two units, which are across the street from somebody's future house, they're the ones that are pushed back to 50 feet.
So that was one of the desires of the residents in Whitaker Farms, to try to push the units back. So that was agreed to with the preliminary approval from the city council. So the staggered setback plus the increased front setback to give some more space off Whitaker Farm Way.
I also think our revised landscape drawing shows trees in the front where this old slide one shows in the back.
Yeah, that's correct. So we do have some in the front now, the trees. And landscaping plan does comply with our requirements for the PUD code. So density again, 12 potential building pads are asking for 6 of those right now. Could be 5 in the future, 5 more of those. Again, located in the northeast area of the Whitaker home. One thing that's required in the annexation agreement is the PUD units must be members of the Whitaker Farms HOA. I've had a chance to meet a couple of times with Whitaker Farms HOA board, at least some of the members of the board. And they would like to pursue separating this HOA from the Whitaker Farms HOA. So that requirement would be to go through and amend the annexation agreement. So that application has now been submitted to the city. We received that a couple of days ago. And so that will end up, if this item does move forward, we'd look at the annexation agreement at the city council level the same time we look at final approval for White Acres. But since we do have a public road, one of the main concerns with a small number of units in the PUD is just maintaining the roads and the other common infrastructure and landscaping. Since we do plow the road, that's our main concern is gone regarding being able to have emergency services access the property. So that's one reason why we're looking at allowing the HOAs to separate and not just be one large HOA. We do have a landscaping plan, and the bond for the development will need to be based off of the landscaping plan that's been submitted. So what we see on the plan, again, this is the older plan, but the newer one is similar to this. We'll have line items for these different features in the landscaping. And until all that landscaping is completed, we will not release the bond. So it's an important thing to take note of, especially if they build these in stages, which I think is the plan right now. They probably build 3 of them initially and then the other ones later. There is some limited common area for each of the building pads. So you can see these brown areas back here. That cannot be habitable area. The idea is that somebody can have a pergola or a courtyard or hot tub or a garden or something that they can maintain in the back part of their property. But you can't extend living space out in that area. There's also a height restriction on pergolas or any type of roofing that's in that area. But those are included in each one of the building pads. As for the recommended water requirement, Water Board did review this proposal, and looking at the outside acreage and also the 6 culinary connections, the water requirement is 8.91 acre feet for the property. Some possible findings to consider. The Whitaker Farms annexation agreement allows the property developed into a 12-unit PUD. There's other development options, but they've chosen the PUD route with this property, so that means they can't do kind of a hybrid approach where they do half standard subdivision, half PUD. They've chosen the PUD route for the property. And so the next phase, if they decide to pursue that, will need to follow the same rules as these first 6 units with the plan unit development code. The proposed plan complies with the density and location requirements as described in the annexation agreement, and then the proposal complies with the requirements of the code. So proposed condition, again, we did receive the application for an annexation agreement amendment. So the idea is that would be processed either before or simultaneously with the final approval, since they do want to separate the HOAs. Other questions for staff on this item?
they go ahead and build the other units, how are they accessed? If you go back to the map, I'm just curious where, so there, would they go behind these six units, Paul? Is that where they would go? Or I'm just wondering then how they would, there's not gonna be an additional road, how do they get to them?
So understand that they could do up to 11 new units, but they're only choosing to do six. With this development pattern, they are kind of blocking off how they could develop the rest of the property.
Okay.
So if they were to, let's say they were to choose to do all 11, which they're not at this point, they'd probably have to tear down the agricultural structure at the north, then build a road in the back. They'd really have a hard time getting the remaining five units back there.
So Paul, it's possible it's not even a road, it's just a shared driveway. Because there can be three units on one shared driveway with planned unit development code, so it's possible you can do three on one driveway and two on another. But, or you could do a road where all of them access off that
right.
same road.
Kind of their instructions to me is we're not worried about the other five units. But if they were just to do it without a new road or driveway, they really only left themselves enough frontage on the existing road to do two, maybe three units.
Hey, Paul. Talking about replacing the road from the outer limits of the road cuts, is there any concern issue with that?
No, because I didn't think we had a choice. I thought it's just city requirements, so we're doing it.
Okay.
Or is this your nice way of just letting me know that we have to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
So I will say at the last meeting, both with the Planning Commission and with the City Council, there was a lot of concern about the HOA being involved. I've met with three members of the board, two separate meetings with them, one in which included the HOA management. So met with three members of the board, the same three members with their HOA management, and then was in a conference call with, I don't know if it was all the members of the board, but most of them. More than the three, and a lot of back and forth with Katie, who's the HOA president. They even had me look at some different options, but they finally decided to go back to the idea of just splitting and moving on.
One other question, as far as setting a precedent for the city of Midway of having a PUD this small, are we then obligated going forward if someone else wants to do a small PUD on a public road? How many units currently do we require in a PUD?
So there's two tiers depending on the zone. 25 is the minimum on the smaller zones, and then 40 is the minimum on the larger zone, so the half acre and the acre zone. So this was created legislatively, which is different from how we look at almost every subdivision. This was an annexation agreement, so we do have some discretion on that, at least the city council does. So in that manner, just a normal application wouldn't be able to apply for anything less than 25 or 40, depending on the zone. It's possible if somebody does an annexation, they could ask for something similar, since it's already been done once, but it really doesn't set a precedent because annexations have broad discretion on the city council's part. So we don't feel like we're really setting precedent that would is something that we couldn't control in the future.
Okay.
Really what it comes down to.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. Motion that we propose final approval of Whiteacre's planned unit development. Proposal contains six building pads on 1.96 acres located at 500 Whitaker Farm Way. And accept the findings and the one condition of the separate HOAs.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Bill. Any comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that's unanimous.